There are calls for more funding into research for an overdose reversal drug for ice, as new data shows that the use of the drug has doubled around Australia since 2008, and smoking ice has become more commonplace than injecting the drug. Alison Corwell compiled this report.
Some ice users dig at their arms, feeling like bugs are crawling under the skin.
7 years ago, the federal government released this advertising campaign focusing on the dangers of ice or crystal methamphetamine addiction.
Don't let ice destroy you.
Since then, hospitalisation from ice has doubled around Australia, according to new data released by the Pennington Institute in Melbourne. Specialising in methamphetamine addiction and treatment, Dr. Rebecca McKeaton is with the Australian National University's College of Medicine, Biology and Environment.
What we've seen is a doubling of the number of people who are going into treatment for methamphetamine use over the past couple of years. And this has been driven largely by an increase in people who are smoking crystal meth going to treatment. And we have seen that across most of the jurisdictions. We've seen it predominantly in Victoria, but we're starting to see the same trends emerging in New South Wales, in Western Australia, in South Australia, and also to some extent in Queensland.
Why do you think it is that people are smoking it now as opposed to injecting it?
The reason we're seeing such a large increase in smoking crystalline methamphetamine is simply because we've got a large supply of it coming into Australia. And when people smoke the drug, it's very rapidly absorbed into their bloodstream. They get a very strong high from it, and that makes it very addictive. And it's the actual addiction itself. When people start to focus on using the drug more than they do on other aspects of their life, we see high rates of unemployment. We also see them using it despite problems from the use of the drug itself. One of the significant problems is paranoia and increased risk of aggression. So while people don't directly die from this in the same way that they might die from a heroin overdose, what they do instead is they have all these psychological problems. And this has quite a strong impact on our frontline services, our psychiatric services.
Dr. Rebecca McKeaton will be a keynote speaker at the Australian Drugs Conference, which is being held in Melbourne over the next 2 days. She says, unlike heroin, there's no antidote treatment for ice.
So with heroin use, we have methadone, which we can help use to help relieve people's dependence on heroin, but we don't have an equivalent for methamphetamine use.
Why is that?
Our traditional services are very much around providing psychosocial care, and they're very generic across a range of drugs, but they're largely targeting people who use opioids and alcohol. So a lot of people who use methamphetamine don't see these services as necessarily catering to their needs.
Is there work being done to try to find an antidote?
There is ongoing research. I think there needs to be a much bigger investment in that research to make sure that as this problem takes off, that we are able to come back and say, look, this is a potential treatment and we would like to try it on a larger scale. At the moment, we're just not quite there with the research.
The Australian Drugs Conference will hear how drug overdose deaths are rising, leading to calls for the overdose reversal drug naloxone to be made available in the community in order to reduce opioid deaths. The conference will also be told that the use of performance-enhancing drugs is also increasing around Australia.
Dr. Rebecca McKeaton speaking to Alison Corwell.